I just want to comment on the one of the questions about the infant baptism, because many of the non-Orthodox do not believe in baptizing children. We have many proofs from the Bible. Why do we baptize children? First of all, the Lord Himself said, "Let the children come to me." When the disciples thought that the old one should enjoy the presence of the Lord, He told them, "Let them come to me." Also, another verse that He prayed once, our Lord Himself prayed, saying, "Thank you, God, because you covered the truth from the wise and adult people and revealed it to children." Another proof that, remember, Saint John the Baptist was given the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. So then John the Baptist was an infant and he was given the Holy Spirit. So there is no contradiction this. Another proof, you know, it was written in the letter of Corinthians that the old people was baptized after Moses while going into the sea. Remember, these people were 600,000 men with the children and women. So the children were baptized with their families in the Old Testament. And this was mentioned by St. Paul himself in Corinthians chapter 10. Also, if we follow the teaching of the non-Orthodox, they say, let the children understand first before baptism. How about those who cannot understand like the retarded children? Does this mean that salvation is not for them? Also, you all know that we baptize infants on the faith of their parents, and we consider their parents are responsible for their spiritual life after. So we do not ignore the item of faith. Considering baptizing people only after they know everything, this is kind of a heresy called gnosis. The heresy of gnosia or gnosis means that people should understand God in all ways before getting any sacrament. And this is again the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our spiritual life, we even priests, we are trying to be as pure as the infant. So we consider the infants and children are better spiritually than us.